Okay, let's quickly review Yuma Daf Ches. So we already discussed yesterday how we have this machlokas of Hutru Duchuya, and whether Tumas Hutru B'Sibur or Tumas Duchuya B'Sibur, and we connected it to a machlokas Tanayim, that it's actually the machlokas Rabbi Dan Rabbi Shimon, about whether the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is Meratza, even when it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. If you hold Tuma is Hutra, that would mean you don't need the tzitz to be meratza on Yom HaKippurim, and therefore you can say that the tzitz is only meratza when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, but you don't need the tzitz anyway. If you hold Tumah as Dechuya, then you need the tzitz to be meratza on Yom HaKippurim, and then you would need the tzitz to be, and therefore you would have to say that the tzitz is meratza even when it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the tzitz on Yom HaKippurim. Now we discuss what each opinion does with the other Shita. The Gemara then quotes a three-way machlokas Tanaim. If they sprinkled the Parah Adumah ashes on Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim and on the Kohen before the Parah for all 7 days. So the first Shita was that that Echad Zev, Mazon Lav Kol Shavuah for all 7 days, that's Rav Meir Shita, they would sprinkle both guys. Rabbi Yossi says no, they would only be Mazah, Shlishi Ushvi, and Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim has a compromise opinion, that the guy who was going to be sorry for the Parah, they'd be Mazah Kol Shavuah, the guy before the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, they'd only do Shlishi Ushvi. So first Gemara suggests maybe the whole Machlokas is about the machlokas between the first two shitos, at least between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is about Hutra or Dechuya, that if Tuma is Dechuya, so that's why we need to make sure that if the guy is absolutely tar in the best possible way, you would need to sprinkle him 7 times. But if it's Hutra, so then we don't need to be so careful, we could just do day 3 and day 7. But then the Gemara said, no, that can't be the case. Maybe the machlokas is about whether Tevila Bizmana is mitzvah. If you hold Tevila Bizmana mitzvah, so Hazah Bizmana would also be a mitzvah. So that's why you'd have to do the sprinkling in all the days, just in case that's the right Zman. If you hold Tevila Bizmana is Lav Mitzvah, Hazah Bizmana is also Lav Mitzvah, you could just get away with days 3 and 7. And then the Gemara said, no, everybody agrees Tevila Bizman is mitzvah. The whole question is, do we make a hekesh between Tevila and Hazah? Just because Tevila Bizman is mitzvah, does that mean Hazah Bizman is also a mitzvah? The other Gemara quotes Machlokes Tanaim, what to do about Tevila when you have the Shem Hashem on your skin. The Tanakhama holds that you have to wait till you find a gemi, you find a reed to put over the Shem Hashem before you can go into the mikvah, lest the Shem Hashem become erased. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, nah, Yared Vitovel Kedarko, you could just go into the mikvah as long as you don't actively rub out the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says that the whole machlokas over there about rubbing out the Shem Hashem is about Tevila Bizman a mitzvah. If you hold Tevila Bizman as mitzvah, so then you don't delay, just go into the mikvah. If you hold Tevila Bizman as lav mitzvah, so then you would wait till you find a reed before you can go into the mikvah. Then the Gemara tries to figure out what was this sheet of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Koyanim. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Koyanim held that for the Kohen, that sorry for the para were mazakol shiva, but the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur only shlishi ushvi. So Rabbi Chanina Sagana Koyanim distinguishes between 7 days of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and 7 days of the para, because we're extra mechmir by para. That's one of the milos we have by para, one of the chumras we have about the tara of a para. The brisa, there's a brisa that mentions the differences between the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen before the para aduma. Doesn't mention this difference. Must be that price is against Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kayanin. On Chesam Beis, the Gemara tells us that when we say Kol Zayin, it doesn't really mean that we sprinkle all 7 days, because there would be no reason to sprinkle on the fourth day. I mean, the only reason we're sprinkling all 7 days is just in case that day is really day 3 since his Tumah, or that day is really day 7. Well, the fourth day that we have this guy in front of us cannot possibly be day 3 since his Tumah, because we've had him here for 4 days, nor can it be day 7, because we didn't sprinkle 4 days ago. So it's got to be that that we don't sprinkle the fourth day, which isn't so crazy, because we don't sprinkle on Shabbos either, since it's a Shavuos to sprinkle on Shabbos. So just like we don't sprinkle on Shabbos, we don't sprinkle on the fourth day either. The Gemara points out that before Yom Kippur, we don't get to choose how the days fall out. We have to start the process on the third day of Tishrei. But before the guy involved in the Parah Adumah, we could make sure that the fourth day, when we don't have to sprinkle anyway, falls out on Shabbos. So we'll just miss that one day of sprinkling. We won't miss another day of sprinkling. Then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara talks about the room that we put the Kohen Gadol in. It's called the Lishchas Parhedrin. Now the truth is, it wasn't originally called the Lishchas Parhedrin, it was called Lishchas Balvati, but since it was a new room each and every year, just like the Parhedrin of the king was a position that changed each and every year, so that's why they called it the Lishchas Parhedrin, because each Kohen Gadol would go in and remodel and remake the entire room, so that's why we called it the Lishchas Parhedrin.